Shanti, le diamant de Jaipur. Shanti, the diamond of Jaipur. Welcome to Jaipur, Rajasthan.
Hurry up, Shanti. The car is here. The coach is waiting for you.
Yes, Mom. I'm ready. I was checking my bag one last time. Team jerseys, rackets, passport, everything's here. Oh, yeah. The Indian flag. I must not forget it. Yeah, I'm so proud. Shanti, captain of the Indian team at the Commonwealth Young Games. All good, Mum. I'm coming!
So it's your big time, Shanti. We're going to leave.
And this is the most spectacular robbery India has seen in decades. The disappearance of the diamond, one of the biggest ever found in the world.
Good morning, sir. I'm ready.
Shanti, we're going to pick up Rajiv, who has been selected in javelin throwing. Then we can leave for Mumbai and meet up with the other team members. After that, I'll hand you over to the people in charge of the delegation. Lucky you, you're going to see England.
And then what?
The police fear that the stone will quickly exit the country.
And then, my dear captain, off we go for the Isle of Man and the games.
The Maharaja of Jaipur offers a reward to any person.
We're almost there. Here's your teammate.
Hello, Rajiv. I'm Shanti. I play badminton and I'm the team captain.
Oh, a girl. And a captain with that. No, I'm kidding. Hello, Shanti. Nice to meet you. Keep cool. You'll have to get used to my jokes. My sisters think they are of the worst taste, but I think I am very funny.
Rajiv is a biathlete. He does athletics and poor jokes.
It's the first time I'm leaving my country and my parents. I'm so excited.
I very often travel across India by train. It's terribly long, but always full of surprises.
Did you know that India has one of the most important railways in the world, with 5 billion passengers a year? Okay, some of them even travel on the roof.
It's true. The last time I traveled, we played football on the roof. There were 2 cows as goalposts.
Stop! Don't mix the cows with your nonsense. They're sacred.
All right, I'm taking back the cows, but I am keeping the football. There, we've almost arrived. I see the runway. Let's get ready. The plane has been delayed.
Ah, what a pleasure to see you. Children, let me introduce you to Vadish, your new coach as well as my best friend.
Rajiv and Shanti, you're just in time. The plane for London is about to leave. You'll meet the rest of your team during the 15 hours of flight.
Damn, where's my bag gone? Someone has stolen my things.
Another robbery. First the diamond, then your toothbrush. And your underwear. This is the work of a mighty gang.
Shanti, you left your bag in the middle of the hall. Pay more attention to your things.
Sorry.
He exaggerates. And who is he anyway?
The delegate at the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, I believe. He's traveling with us.
Look, the police are everywhere. They're looking for the diamond. The custom officer is calling us to check our bags. You go first.
I hope he won't miss the plane.
They're only children. You'd do better to look out for the actual thieves.
Excuse me, sir. I'm executing orders.
I'm a member of the government, and we're in a hurry.
All right, you can go. Good luck, kids.
Thank you, sir. We're taking off for Great Britain.
No, we're leaving for England.
My turn to teach you something. Great Britain is one of the 2 islands that form the British Isles, the other one being Ireland.
And what about the United Kingdom, then?
The United Kingdom is made of England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. It's headed by the Queen of England.
The Queen governs all this?
No. Officially, she's the head of state. But the United Kingdom is a democracy, like India, governed by a prime minister.
Well, a miniature democracy. Don't forget that India is the largest democracy in the world, with over 1 billion inhabitants. And I am not counting the cows. Thank you for the lesson, Shanti. All of this tired me out. I'm going to sleep a little and count a few cows. What a nap. What are you doing, Shanti?
Didn't I tell you? I've been selected with 4 other captains to think about a way to refresh the closing ceremony. The committee sent me pictures of the 4 other captains.
Peter, Australia, boxing. Daisy, Canada, badminton. Magdalene, Kenya, long jump. Harold, England, boxing.
They look rather nice.
This traveler behind us looks strange. If the thief were in the plane, I would bet that it's him.
Yes, I noticed his sinister look too. If you ask me, he's the one who stole your panties.
Silly you.
England at last.
How strange. People are so different and so similar at the same time.
Ooh, 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 what a philosopher. Look, the police are busy arresting our suspect.
I knew it. To think we've traveled just in front of him.
Quick, Vadish is calling us to go to the Euston station. We're leaving for Liverpool right away, and then the Isle of Man. Cows don't look that good at football around here. Since you're so good at geography, tell me about the Commonwealth instead.
Well, we're talking more about history, but all right. The Commonwealth gathers all the countries of the former British Empire in a sort of nation society. It includes the different countries of the United Kingdom, among others. But also Australia, New Zealand, Canada, South Africa, Kenya, India, obviously, and a few others as well.
At the hotel.
Hi, do you know where the elevators are?
The elevators? Oh, you mean the lifts. They're back there to the left. But you're Daisy. We're going to work together on the closing ceremony. I'm Shanti.
Hi, Daisy.
Yes, and you play badminton, like me.
The following day...
See you later, Shanti. I'm leaving for the competition.
Good luck. I'm going to walk around for a while. And tonight, I'll be at the meeting with the captains. Hi, everyone. Am I the last one?
Yes, it's about time. We can finally begin.
You should be more polite with the ladies, or I'll make you bite the dust on the ring.
God, the things you hear. You must have learned boxing with the marsupials. I, on the other hand, practiced the noble art of boxing.
Your point is quite right. Indeed, I got my secret trick from a kangaroo. Keep going, and I'll give you an early demonstration tonight.
Grr. I'm your man, Oz Marsupial. Grr.
Jerry! Harold! Stop it! You're ridiculous!
What a pair of brats. How come they're captains?
Perfect. Let's get to work.
The boys won't stop fighting like two cockerels. A Tasmanian wolf against an English bulldog.
Phew! Not a very productive meeting, is it?
Shanti, at last, I found you!
What's going on, Rajiv?
I was taking some snaps from my bedroom, and I saw our suspect under your window. I took a picture of him. You may be in danger!
What's this suspect thing about? You're on English soil. No one will hurt Shanti. She is under the Queen's protection, and mine as well.
Shanti will be far better protected by the most valiant members of the Commonwealth, starting with me.
Stop! Both of you can be our new friend's bodyguards.
Calm down. Thank you for your help, but let's keep it at this for tonight. I have my first match tomorrow, early in the morning.
Later on...
Hey, Shanti, has Madeline said anything about me?
Why?
We were in the stadium at the same time today. When I saw her leap like a gazelle for the long jump event, I tried to do my best.
I fear the worst.
I threw the javelin like Apollo, and I think she was admiring me.
Did you win your qualifying group?
No, I ended up in the third place. But I assure you, I came the most fantastic third place of all time. She can't have missed that.
Sorry, not a word.
The next morning...
Another lost set. I don't know what is wrong with me today.
Oh no! It's a disaster!
What happened, Daisy?
It's a disaster! My racket stayed in Toronto. I left with my sister's bag, her tutu and ballet shoes.
Ouch. What a blow. Look, I have two rackets here and two other spare ones in my bedroom. Take one.
Oh, thank you! You're a lifesaver! I love you, Shanti!
The match starts again.
You were splendid. The Maharaja would have been proud.
Speaking of which, we haven't heard anything about the diamond robbery.
Actually, we have. The police arrived on the campus. Apparently, there's a suspect around here.
It must be our suspect. But how is he related with our games?
Oh, what happened here? Everything has been smashed!
Look, my spare rackets are both broken.
We have to call Videesh immediately.
Let's call the police.
Why not the TV while you're at it? I'm going to put your rackets in a safe place.
No way. It's the only one I have left. I am not letting go of it. The man is appalling. Why doesn't he want to call Scotland Yard?
Scotland Yard? Great. Can you imagine? Sherlock Holmes' grandson, or even better, James Bond.
It's time for the meeting. I'm scared of going alone.
I'm going to fetch the others, and we will have the meeting in my bedroom.
Good evening, my friends. I'm sorry I had to make you come here.
Rajiv told us, your rackets have been broken into pieces.
About that, I brought yours back. Thanks for lending it to me. Anyway, I have already lost a tournament. I played horribly. I think your racket was badly balanced for me.
Bim! Crack! Stop!
Look, the delegate is fighting with the thief.
I'll take care of it. He's mine.
I'm from the police. He's the thief.
He's going up onto the roof. Quick! Look, it's a diamond.
Yes, it was hidden in the handle of your racket from the start. This man is a fraud. The only ministry he's from is the Ministry of Thieves.
Sir, could you explain to me this new way of parading?
Your Highness, the children are honoring you by showing us that the real crown jewels are the Commonwealth children.
Here's a story with a happy ending.
How could such a big diamond fit in a racket?
Everything is possible in comic books. Did I ever tell you about cows on trains?
Agatha Christie could only approve of this wink at her book, Cat Among the Pigeons.